and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Christmas Day, Sunday the 25th of December 2016. I am your host Kieran Tutty, and I'm with you for the next hour, bringing you some fantastic music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. And this week, we have a very special show, as we won't be playing any Christmas Eurovision songs here. We did that last week. You can download and listen back to the songs, if you like, on last week's show by listening to our podcasts via Podbean. And just Google it, guys. You will find it. Don't panic. But as the jingle bells continue to ring on here on the Eurovision Showcase, I'm going to tell you a little bit what's happening this week. We are going to focus on a Eurovision Song Contest from the past, and it's going to be the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest. That was on the 3rd of May 1997 in the Point Theatre in Dublin, Ireland, and it was presented by Cary Crowley and Boyzone frontman Ronan Keating.
Good luck to everyone involved in Eurovision in the Point Theatre tonight in Dublin.
Good luck to everyone in Dublin tonight. Jag önskar alla lycka till i Dublin ikväll.
Bonne chance à vous tous au théâtre Le Point.
Lycka till Eurovision i Point Theatre ikväll.
Well, I hope we're coming through loud and clear from Dublin. And this must be about the 1,000th running of the thing. Feels like it. Another feast of fine music to eat with utter disregard for the Trade Descriptions Act. Now, the ardent follower will know that we're once again back in Dublin's fair city. Ireland having won the Grand Prix again last year in Oslo. Ireland have won it 5 times out of the last 6 years. And they're running out of scenery and seafood to show us in between the songs. The Irish pretend they don't want to win this. Ah, sure, it's too expensive. Ah, we're fed up with it. Well, I'm Irish too, and don't believe a word of it. The Irish love winning this. They love having it here. Dublin's been throbbing with Euro frenzy all week. The bars, the clubs, the parks, the pavements are alive, alive, oh. And this year, he said, implanting the kiss of death on Katrina's lovely apple cheek, this year could be the United Kingdom's turn. And if the Eurovision was decided purely on merit, then I wouldn't have the slightest doubt, but this is the Song Contest, Realm of the Undead. This is where the voting of national juries becomes not just whimsical or eccentric, more like something out of the X-Files. And there they are, the pair of them. It's like the set here at Point Dublin. Surreal. Alien. Now, it's not Mulder and Scully. It's Cary Crowley and Ronan Keating from Boyzone. And Ronan Keating, with Boyzone, will be doing the interval act.
Welcome to Ireland and to the Point Theatre Dublin for the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest. I'm Cary Crowley.
And I'm Ronan Keating, and this is the 42nd stage of what has become the biggest annual live music event in the world.
And he ain't wrong. Yes, so that's Ronan Keating and Cary Crowley, and obviously the amazing and late great Sir Terry Wogan, introducing us to the Point Theatre in Dublin. And we're going to go and play a few songs from the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest between now and 6 o'clock this evening. So why not start off with a song which sadly got nil point this year, right bottom of the scoreboard, along with the Norwegian entry from Torrendos on San Francisco, getting nil point. But Portugal, sadly, also got nil point. So we're going to start off the show a little bit subdued. And we're going to have Celia Lawson with Antash Duadesh, which means before goodbye. Here on the Eurovision Showcase, Portugal 1997.
Aventura, antes do adeus, a loucura, antes Nee, nee. Gaan wij ooit beseffen, er is veel meer dan de vorm.
That's in the Netherlands, 1997. Oh, dearie me. That was Mrs. Einstein as well, with Niemand heeft noch Zeit, which means no one has time. There we are. That got the Netherlands to 22 place with only 5 points. Joint third last with this next song from Switzerland, 1997. It's from Barbara Bertha, and the song is called Dentro di Me, or in English it means Inside of Me. Switzerland, 1997.
Mi amor, guardati dentro, cosa ti scuote e ti fa sentire un po' perso in questo enorme universo fatto di tante, troppe parole fatte per dire, mai per capire cosa ti spinge lontano da quel che è portata di mano, ma è raggiungibile.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is Dana from Ireland, wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
Yeah. άσχετα πλέον πες τα μόρφε φάιμε φρέιδε πά τρέχε μήνεν σόρκε όλοι εστίμεν χενστάτα όταν εκφέρνε τη μέτλα αν σαν τεράστια
Oscar Mahinsey Dance for Iceland, 1997. Completely underrated. 20th place with only 18 points. Just after them in 21st place was the Austrian entry from Bente Sorat with One Step Further. And Bentina also was a backing singer and dancer for George Noshbaum for the 96th Eurovision Song Contest entry. Yeah, but that Icelandic entry, I love it. It's amazing. Anyways, at next place, in 18th place, with 22 points, was the Bosnia-Herzegovina entry from Alma Kaldic with Goodbye. And also in 18th place, with 22 points, is the song we're going to hear now from Germany. Now, controversially, Germany did not qualify for the 96 Eurovision Song Contest after a pre-selection round via 30 other juries across Europe in a sort of a semi-final before the final, but it was only done by preview videos. It was very, very strange. But Germany weren't allowed to enter the 96 contest, even though they selected an entry, which was from Leon, called Planet of Blue. It was an amazing song. But anyways, we're going to hear Germany 1997, and the song is called Zeit, meaning time. It's Bianca Schomburg for Germany 1997.
Manchmal lief die Zeit mir durch die Hände. Manchmal wollte sie einfach nicht vergehen. Doch die Zeit heilt viele Wunden und in manchen schweren Stunden träumt ich die Zeit zurückzudrehen. Denn Zeit, Zeit, wo bleibt nur die Zeit? Zeit, Zeit, wann ist es so weit? Wer weiß, was noch passiert? Wer weiß, Glück gebetet und die verlorene Zeit gewahrt. Doch es kommt auf eine Frage, mir keiner hier die Antwort sagen, können wir in Frieden glücklich sein? Nein. Zeit, Zeit, wo bleibt nur die Zeit? Zeit, Zeit, wann ist es so weit?
Zeit from Bianca Schomburg for Germany, 1997. The next entry in 17th place with 24 points was the Croatian entry, ENI, with Brobrodime. In 16th place was the Danish entry from Kolagai with the song Stjabmen I mit Liv. With, yes, 16th place, 25 points. But the next song we're going to hear is the Russian entry that came 15th with 33 points. It's called Prima Donna, and the singer was Alla Pugachova. Now, Alla Pugachova was a very well-known Soviet and Russian musical performer. Her career started in 1965 and still continues to this day. She's very well known for her clear mezzo-soprano and full display of sincere emotions, apparently, yes. She enjoys an iconic status across the former Soviet Union and is probably the most successful Soviet performer ever in terms of record sales and popularity. She became a instant hit all across Russia, and she represented, obviously, Russia in the 97 Eurovision Song Contest. And she was formerly married to Philip Kirkorov, and every Eurovision fan knows who he is, of course. So, Russia's entry, 1997, from Alla Pugachova. This is Prima Donna.
Словно раненая птица с оперением золотым на помост выйдешь ты, и вижу, вижу я тебя счастливой. Пой для меня лишь пой, примадонна. Сон растаял. Вот он, последний бой, примадонна. Бой со своей судьбой, примадонна. Смейся в лицо судьбе, примадонна. Не привыкать тебе. Мой, быть всегда одной. Дай же силы, о небо, осушить эту чашу до дна. Там, где ты еще не был, ей уже наливали вина, ей кричали «Браво!»
Feeling me.
Blonde for Sweden in 1997, 14th place with 36 points. That's Bara on Elska Me, If Only She Loves Me. And I'm sure they do, boys. Don't worry. Don't panic. I'm sure you're all married and happily, happily married now. Anyways, right, we'll move on to the next song, which was from Hungary. 12th place with 39 points. This is The Amazing. And also another boy band, VIP, with, I'm going to try my Hungarian now. Bear with. Mutkel Holiomen, which means in English, why do you have to go for Hungary, 1997?
Kezdhetnénk
1997 from VIP, clad in leather. It was unbelievable. So 1997 as well. Goodness me. Right, as we move swiftly on from Hungary, the Greek entry was next for Mariania Zaroba with Horoscope, which means horoscopes in Greek, yes. That was 12 with 39 points. We had a lot of draws this year. It's weird. Poland's entry following in 11th place to 54 points was from Anna Maria Jopek with Aliestem. There we are. So that was a really good song too. But we're going to hear the Slovenian entry in just a few moments. But first, Sir Ken Bruce has a little message for us about the UK Eurovision National Final happening next month. How exciting.
We've counted and verified the results. I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
The national selection show Eurovision You Decide is back again on Friday the 27th of January. Superfan Mel Gedroych will be presenting live from London's world-famous Hammersmith Apollo. A nail-biting night of performances. Six songs battling out for the chance to represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev next year, Ukraine. And as if that wasn't enough, I can now announce the first musical guest. It's 2009 Eurovision winner, Alexander Rybak. And to top it off, you can be there in person to share in this evening. Tickets are available to buy now. Go to bbc.co.uk/Eurovision for all the details. Eurovision, you decide. On the 27th of January 2017, live from Hammersmith Apollo. If you want to buy tickets, it's bbc.co.uk/Eurovision.
Slovenia in 10th place for 60 points. That's Tanja Ribic with Zbudi Zer, which means wake up in Slovenian. I think a really underrated song there, and it's one of those Eurovision songs which is actually quite good, but people do forget about it, which is a real shame. Right, following the amazing Slovenian entry, we had the Maltese entry, 9th place with 66 points from Debbie Sieri with Let Me Fly, and we won't go on with that. 8th place, probably my favourite, one of my favourite Estonian entries. She is amazing. Malia Ilus with Kela Dudmar. The United Kingdom gave this 10 points in its first ever televote. And who could blame it? Because it's beautiful. It's called Forbidden Land in English. So this is Malia for Estonia, 1997. Kela Dudmar. The beautiful Estonian entry from 1997 from Maria Ilius Keludumar. The French entry was next in 7th place with 95 points from Fanny with the song Son Mentison. There we are. So, we're going to hear next the Spanish entry in 1997. It's one of my favourite Spanish entries ever. It's beautiful. I love this. It's great. It's Marco Lunath with Sindren Call, which means without grudge. Spain, 1997.
Es un día triste, mi amor. Nos dimos cuenta que llegamos al fin. Fin de un camino, fin de un amor. Y nos dimos cuenta los dos. Fue maravilloso pasar esos días felices que poder recordar. Se apaga la llama, se apaga el amor. Pero el corazón siempre sentirá que eres algo especial, que no habrá nadie igual. Por eso te pido que no haya rencor si nos vemos de nuevo, amor. Fueron tantos los días felices, fue tanto el amor que me diste. Júramelo sin rencor. Deseo todo lo mejor, que lo que aprendimos nos sirva a los dos. Adiós mi vida, ya sabes que yo por ti sentiré. Que eres algo especial, que no habrá nadie igual. Por eso te pido que no haya rencor si nos vemos de nuevo, amor. Fueron tantos los días felices, fue tanto el amor que me diste. Solo júrame por favor que no habrá rencor si nos vemos de nuevo, amor. Siempre habrá algo especial entre tú y yo, que entre los dos todo seguirá sin rencor. Si buscas un amigo, a tu lado me tendrás.
Listening to a 1997 Year in Review special here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Thank you.
And that's Cyprus 1997 from Hara and Andreas Constantinatio with Mana Moor, coming fifth with 98 points. Following that was the Italian entry in fourth place with 114 points. It's Gelese with Fiumi di Parole. And because Italy didn't win that year in 1997, the Italians ran away from the Eurovision until 2011. Shocking. Right, next up is the Turkish entry. Third place with 121 points. This is beautifully ethnic. It's from Simlen Parker and Group Ethnic, pun intended, with the song Dinyel, which Dinyel means listen. Turkey 1997, amazing. Semlen Parker and Group Ethnic with Dinyel. Listen, Turkey 1997. Right, we're fully into the top three now. The second placing was from Ireland and Mark Roberts. This is Mysterious Woman with 157 points. Ireland 97.
I saw you at an airport, ticket in your hand. Got a feeling in my heart I didn't understand. Something in the way you were, something foreign in your eyes, made me wish that I could share one moment of your life. Mysterious woman, I wonder did you see the kind of spell you put on me? Mysterious woman, I wish I could find the key to the kind of spell you put on me. The room's full of faces, but you stood out from the crowd. People going places far away beyond the clouds.
from the streets of Paris or the coast of Italy? Or were you from as far away as the Gulf of Arabia? Mysterious woman, I wonder, did you see the kind of spell you put on me? Mysterious woman, I wish I could find the key to the kind of spell you put on me. There was no way of knowing if I'd ever see you again. But this brief, so brief encounter will always stay with me. I will always treasure the bittersweet memory. Mysterious woman, I wonder, did you see the kind of spell you put on me? Mysterious woman, it'll always be a mystery, the kind of spell you put on me.
Traditionally Irish in the 1990s there. That is Mysterious Woman for Ireland, 1997 Eurovision entry. Right, our final song is the winning song of the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest. It was the United Kingdom and Katrina and the Waves singing Love Shine a Light. It certainly was. And it got a fantastic reaction right across Europe, actually. Got to number 2 in Austria and Norway. It got to number 3 here in the United Kingdom. It came 4th in the Netherlands. 5th in Ireland and Sweden. 6th in Belgium. 8th in Finland. And the rest, so on and so on. But it's still a very popular song. It's been covered by all sorts of people. Christine Anders from Germany, Heidi Reiko from Finland, Italian groups, the Olsen Brothers, Afrikaans singers in South Africa. It's crazy, but it's true. So let's hear the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 1997 from the United Kingdom. This is Katrina and the Waves. Love, Shine a Light.
Love, shine a light in every corner of my heart. Let the love light carry. Let the love light carry. Light up the magic in every little part. Let our love shine a light in every corner of our hearts.
Let our love shine a light in every
Oh, wasn't that wonderful? Such nostalgia. The United Kingdom Eurovision winner from 97, Katrina and the Waves, Love Shine a Light. Well, make sure you join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM for Back to Normal edition of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. We'll take a look at the Albanian winner from Festival I Kangas, keep you updated with the latest news as well, and find out what's happening in those national finals as we head towards Kiev and Ukraine next year, of course. So look after yourselves, and thanks for joining me here on the Eurovision Showcase. A Merry Christmas to you all. And make sure you join me next Sunday, 5 p.m, only here on Forest FM 92.3. Arrivederci, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Who gets the big 12 from Russia?
And 12 points go to the United Kingdom. And another 12 points for the United Kingdom. The player we need, and also, these points.
Somebody work out the maths.